again to another episode of the Surefire Selling Podcast. I'm Jonathan Taylor, along with David Dutton. David, how's it going tonight, buddy?
Man, I don't know if you could be any better, to be honest with you.
We'd have to clone each other, right?
That's a good one, yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, you're in the middle of doing some pretty cool and exciting stuff, but we'll get to that in a minute because it kind of feeds off of what we're going to talk about tonight, and we'll just jump right in. Tonight's topic is branding. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about it's a topic that most people who are in marketing or sales are pretty familiar with. You'd have to be pretty much stuck in a cave for quite some time, but I think what we want to talk about tonight is just how to brand yourself, some practical things that aren't real expensive that someone can do to create a brand for themselves, whether they're in a sales profession or they're marketing their small business. It's that word's tossed around a lot, but maybe tonight we can talk about just some practical ideas on creating a brand for yourself. There's so many things out there, so much technology with the internet these days, blogs, podcasts, you name it. And so why don't we just jump into that? And David, why don't you share a little bit of your insight? I know, as I mentioned, you've got some things that you've been working on with your new website. So why don't you jump right in and share your thoughts?
Well, I'd like to start out by saying, it's 2008, I think it's January 14th. Is this the right date, January 14th?
That's right.
Okay, cool. All right, so January 14th, about 2 weeks into the new year, make things happen this year. Take action. Nothing happens. I don't care how much you know. You've got to take action at the end of the day. So go listen to all the podcasts that Jonathan and I have put together the past couple months. Throw them in your iPod, listen to them, and then go take action on what we're talking about, especially this one. This is straight content, nothing to sell, and you can make money with that. In fact, I would like for you to steal this idea and go make money from it, and then go email us and tell how much money you make from it, all right? Go do it. All right, so let's talk about branding. You got to start with the goal in mind, okay? You got to figure out what you want to accomplish, and I talk about all the time, you need to start in an industry where you actually care about what you're selling and not just doing it for money. Because here's the thing, you got to work before the money shows up.
Right.
So, you got to have fun with it. You got to throw in, you got to do the work. And sometimes the money doesn't show up for a while.
That's right.
So how are you going to get going when the money's not there? Passion, value, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right, and saying that, branding, there's several different things. You've heard me say this before several times. This is like my mantra now, is we love underdogs, but we do business with experts. Mm-hmm. Branding is huge. I'm known as the most connected man on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who called me that? Nobody. Nobody called me that. I called myself that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I created that, and all of a sudden, other people started calling me that. I do interviews now where people call me. They're saying David Dutton interviewing the most connected man on the internet. Now, how can you actually prove that?
Right.
It's impossible. However, people that know me and know my way of networking, I know a ton of people. So, I mean, even if I'm not the most connected, I'm probably more connected than most people just because of what I do.
Right.
All right. So, anyway, that's one brand. What Jonathan was talking about, big projects I got going on. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, we're doing, I went into a market where, even though this is my hometown, I don't do any business in my hometown. In fact, I just now ordered business cards, if you can believe that. I'm a marketer with no business cards. Well, I didn't need business cards at all because I'm all over the internet. Well, a couple months ago, I started using technology, it was free technology, and then I decided to open up my own account, and it only cost me $19 a month, but started doing seminars through meetup.com and created a site called murfreesboromarketingtips.com. And I created a brand out of thin air. No one decided that I was the marketing expert in Murfreesboro. I'm the one who decided it. Since then, I'm working on an article that's in the paper, completely free. Somebody asked me to do it. I didn't even beg for it or anything. Last week, last Thursday, I was on the radio, local radio, and in fact, two people stopped me that heard me on the radio. And they stopped me today. I was working now. I look like I'm an Amish person. I hadn't shaved in like 3 days. Got my hat on and just looking rough. And the guy said, "You're David Dutton?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I heard you on the radio, man. That stuff's awesome." You know? And it's all about branding. That was free.
Yeah.
You know?
Publicity.
And so, yeah, huge, huge publicity. So, but I am known as the internet marketing expert around here already. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to just crush, you know? And
you've targeted a niche where there's not, you know, you've gone in a different direction as far as your niche goes with, in a broad world of marketing, you've targeted a geographical location in your niche to be a certain area, you know, which is Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Exactly. It's big enough that there's, you know, over 500 people that could buy from me, you know, and so you can make a living.
Yeah.
But, like, but I don't have a ton of competition.
Right.
You know? I mean, because I'm already out marketing people. And anyone on this call can do the same thing. But guess what? You got to wake up. There's no fairy that's going to call you the expert. You're either the real estate expert, you're the 401k rollover expert, you're the single mom, you know, psychiatrist expert, whatever it is your brand is. All right? You need to wake up and just call yourself that. And then act upon it.
And yeah, and that's the key, is to act upon it, because the last thing you want to do is not follow through with what you're branding yourself as. You know, just because you say yourself, you know, you label yourself as something, but if you don't follow through with that, you know, you're the most connected man, and you really are. I mean, you know, anybody that knows you, David, knows that you are you are out there. You're the one of the most connected people I know as far as networking. You get on the phones, you talk to people, and anybody knows you knows that that's true. But the, you know, the one thing in branding that you don't want to do is create an aware or create a brand of yourself, but not follow, not back it up, because then,
man, that's huge.
You know, then people are going to see you more as, you know, that's going to build a lot of distrust, and it's hard to build back that trust once you've broken it. So that's
That is so huge, man. I'm so glad that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because you have to, when I say brand, you want, okay, you pick your brand based on whatever it is that you want to accomplish and the targeted group that you want to accomplish. Mine is Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that demographic in the surrounding counties, that type of thing. But the thing is, you're right, you have to deliver the goods.
Yeah.
So you have to be a student.
Yeah.
You know what? Some of the greatest students are teachers. Let that sink in. When you go teach a Sunday school class, who's going to prepare more, the student or the teacher? Well, it's a no-brainer, the teacher. So you got to become a student. You've got to learn,
right.
And be a master at your craft.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for years. The way I show people that I am an expert, I do free seminars, and people come back and back and back and back. And guess what? And then they start bringing their friends, and then it starts growing big, and then more people start handing you their visa.
That's right.
You know?
You offer something of tremendous value up front, and that creates a lot of trust. That builds a lot of trust from people, knowing that you're giving a lot of information away for free in your free talks and in your meetup groups. And your meetup group is growing incredibly since the beginning, and yours, it's most of it's just through word of mouth. People are talking about it. People are, you know, people are hearing from other people. I mean, your group, your local group, is grown.
Yeah, I've got over 70 people now in this group. 70
wow.
people. Yeah, I've got 27 or 28 people that are registered for my seminar here in a week. All for free. I don't pay a dime for advertising. Now, you say, Dave, well, why don't you quit bragging and why don't you give us content? Well, what I'm saying is go do what I'm doing.
Right.
Do it.
And
it works.
Yeah, and let's break that down with some practical steps that people can do. You know, people, say, for instance, And let's just start out. I'm an insurance agent, and I'm looking to get my foot in the door locally, like yourself. Create a brand. Create some type of brand around what I do. You know, how do I go about that in a saturated in a market that's in something like that that's really saturated? You're up against a lot of competition. You know, where do you start first?
Sure. Oh, simple. Okay. This is, you're about to get a glimpse of what people pay me for. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give it to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
When people come up to me and ask me that question right there,
mm-hmm.
I first tell them, I create the problem for them. I say, look, number one, there's only so much disposable income
mm-hmm.
that people have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's only so much money in their wallets.
Yep.
I want you to think about that, too. I want you to think about how many competitors you have in your area,
mm-hmm.
nationwide or local, whatever it is. And then I want you to realize you're all fighting for the same thing. You're all fighting for the visa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to really grasp that first.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sink in, because the more painful that is, the more likely you're going to listen to what we say and you're going to go do it.
Yeah.
All right? So... So in saying that, okay, now that you feel the pain, but you realize, all right, David, all right, Jonathan, I need to create a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what you do. You go get a website, go get a branding website. If you don't, then give me a call, 615-796-0104.
Mm-hmm.
I will help you build a branding website.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to get a program called www.constantcontactprogram.com. You want to go get that, and you want to start building a list of people. That'll cost you about $15 to $19 a month, and you start building a list of local contacts.
Right.
Build that list. Have a goal of 50, 90, 100, 150 people locally, and I want you to start sending out a free tips newsletter. Say, David, I'm not a public speaker. That's fine. You can write an email, can't you?
Yeah. Do it.
Write tips on the different trends in insurance.
Or
different hairstyles of the celebrities, if you're a hairstylist, or, you know, baby education items, you know, that coming from a, what do you call it, daycare? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
daycare centers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you become the daycare expert local.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those 200 people, over time, the right message with the right targeted group at the right time, okay? So
mm-hmm.
over time, some of those 150, 200, 300 people are going to call you up and say, hey, you know, I've been getting your tips for the past 28 months.
Yeah.
And I just want to, I need insurance now. Can
yeah.
I come talk to you? Oh, okay.
Because
you've
built trust. You build trust with your audience because you've given them something. You've given them information. You've provided information, and you've created an awareness, top of mind kind of thinking.
Yep.
You know, who's the first person that comes to mind if you're constantly delivering information to them, not necessarily just direct selling, but kind of indirect in a sense, making them aware. Just like you said, David, the industry news. You know, what are some of the issues in the insurance industry that what are some of the latest headlines? You know, providing them with all kinds of valuable news, and that brings to mind an example that we used to have a mortgage lender back when we were looking to buy our first home, and this mortgage lender, she created the same kind of brand around her, and it really impressed me because every Monday I would get an e-newsletter from her, and basically it just gave all the mortgage, basically all the latest news in the mortgage industry. And
yeah.
But it was just something, you know, it wasn't anything spectacular, but it was just something that kept me, her at the top of my mind as far as anybody to go to when we're looking to make our mortgage or buy a house, you know. So, you know, who's the first person that we would think of is obviously her. You know, she's out there and she's doing something that most mortgage lenders aren't doing.
Oh, no. Hmm. I mean, even though people teach this stuff, people like Jonathan and I are teaching this stuff, most people are just still cold calling and, like,
yeah.
struggling to get prospects and begging.
Yeah.
And, you know what, your doctor doesn't beg for business.
Right.
And usually there's a waiting list to talk to that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So same thing can happen to you.
And you can apply this, like David's saying, you can apply it to any industry. You can apply, and it doesn't cost, like you said, it doesn't cost a lot of money. Building a website these days doesn't cost a lot of money. Constant contact, like you said, 15 to 20 bucks a month. I have a buddy who's a fitness trainer, and he asked me, you know, just some ideas. Doesn't have a lot of money because he's just starting out in the fitness industry as a trainer, and I said, you know what? Start a blog. It's free. You know, go to WordPress, sign up for a free blog, and just start writing. Just start writing. Become, you know, you're not going to see tremendous results right away, but at least start. It's like you said, start doing something. You know, start being consistent in writing content, building yourself up as an expert. And that's a great way of branding yourself these days is just writing content. You know, there's plenty of online sources that you can publish news or publish articles, send out newsletters, write blogs, all kinds of areas you can, you know, podcasts. I mean, what we're doing tonight. I mean, anybody in their field, David, they could do this, what we're doing tonight.
Oh, it's so easy. Yeah, exactly. You're what, 3.5 hours away?
Yeah.
Just 3.5 hours away. You know, Jonathan and I get together about every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
But we're both on cell phones and just recording this.
Yeah.
But to give value.
Yeah.
You know, to give value about what we, you know, what we do.
Yeah.
And some people call me for, you know, website stuff, consulting, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we give.
Absolutely.
You know, and then you do the same thing in your niche.
David, you've written and published a book. Obviously, that's another means. Building yourself as an expert through writing. And you know, those who haven't listened to a previous podcast, you know, it's not like you went out there and wrote a 300-page book.
Or even a 200-page or a 100-page or even a 25-page. People have not listened to that podcast. I didn't write one word in my book. And if you want to know how I did it, go listen to the podcast.
That's right.
But
that's right.
It's ridiculous. It's powerful. It's awesome. I just ordered 20 more books the other day. I've sold out several times, and I don't pay a dime for advertising, but I'm about to sell them into seminar and all that. But the point is, all the jobs that I've gotten from my little $16 book, I haven't even sold in several months.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I'm an author, the brand is already established.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you just did 31 tips, I mean, that's it. I'm talking dead simple. 31 tips on saving on your mortgage or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jonathan Taylor's Guide to Better Lawn Care.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. All you got to do is have a book. My next project is going to be a DVD.
Yeah.
You know, that's my next thing. I'm filming a seminar, and I'm going to do a DVD. And it's going to be on how to use technology locally, you know.
Absolutely.
And that thing's going to cost me $1, and I'm going to sell it for $47.
Incredible idea.
But even if I don't sell any, it doesn't matter. I'll walk around with a cover of Dutton's Guide to Using the Internet to Make Money or whatever I'm going to call it, you know.
And you're probably looking at marketing, you know, ways. You've probably already looked at, I think you mentioned one other site, but I'm just going to mention YouTube. Where you could post a few minutes of your video of the video that you've done, it's kind of a teaser trailer on your product, and post it on YouTube with a link to your website. You know.
You
mentioned
another
site that's a more of it's geared more towards the commerce. I can't remember the name right off the top of my head, David. Do you remember that the name of that website?
What is it?
Posting videos. It's
Meta Cafe.
No, the one with a Q. It starts with a Q.
.com.
Yeah, that's it.
It's brilliant. They just launched the site in January a few days ago. You can literally upload videos for free, and it's better to have people like your customers do a video of Venom, mm-hmm. talk about how cool your product is, mm-hmm. then right on the video, picture YouTube, just mm-hmm. like YouTube, and there's a buy now button or a more information button. Mm-hmm. And in the video, you just say, hey, just click this button. Mm-hmm. So it's very powerful. So instead of you trying to sell your product, which you can do that, which I'm going to do that, mm-hmm. I'm going to sell affiliate products that I make commission on. But what's even better is having your customers talk about your product.
Absolutely.
I'm going to buy now.
Yep. I've actually started doing that with our company's product DVDs, taking them, decrypting the DVDs, and then using software to upload like the first, you know, just the first 3 or 4 minutes of the presentation, you know, just to give them a teaser with a link to the website for more information, go here. And it's getting a lot of hits too on YouTube, so I'll be interested.
Oh yeah,
I'll be interested to check out this other site. I've looked at it, but I've went to it, so you know, it looks like a great opportunity to get on and upload some stuff there and send them straight to our website. So.
Oh yeah. Whatever the guy, bottom line, guys, is what you want to do is create some sort of brand, whatever it is that you want to do, mm-hmm. and make it relevant to your market. Whether if you want to target divorced women, then make your brand somehow about divorced women.
Yeah,
I want to be known as the most connected man on the internet, and by default, mm-hmm. by default, I became the most connected man on the internet mm-hmm. because so many people called me out of my book because I actually put my cell phone number in the ebook.
Yeah,
so. So I got even more connected because of that.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, my point is, stick with who you want to target.
Yeah. Be as Seth Godin says, be a purple cow in whatever industry you're in. And that, you know, mm-hmm. if you've never read the book, if any of you out there listening have never read Purple Cow, it's one of the best marketing books I've ever read. But the bottom line, the thesis of this is that, you know, everybody notices a brown cow, but, you know, people, if there's a purple cow out there in the field, it's pretty simple. It's gonna stand out in your mind. And that's the bottom line, is to be whatever field or industry you're in, just be extraordinary in it. You know, find a way to be incredibly extraordinary so that people will remember you. And that's gonna create a brand in most people's mind. If you read any of his books, if you look, Seth Godin, I read a lot of his stuff, and I just got one of his books came in today that I ordered through the mail, and it's called, I don't know if you've heard of this, David, but his newest book's called Meatball Sunday.
No, wow.
It just published, I guess it was last week, but really interesting book. I've just started reading it, but it's... you know, the subtitle is Your Marketing Out of Sync? And it's a picture on the front cover. He's always got some of the most creative looking covers of books, but it's pretty disgusting. It's a bowl of meatballs with, you know, fudge and whipped cream and a cherry on the top.
Oh, nice. Wow.
But, you know, the premise is that, you know, your marketing is out of sync. You got you're mixing, you know, some of your old ideas with some of your new ideas is like mixing, I guess, meatballs with, you know, fudge and whipped cream and cherries.
Oh,
it just
brilliant.
doesn't go together. But Seth is just a master he's just a marketing guru as far as I'm concerned. And his book, Purple Cow, still is by far one of the best I've ever read. So if you haven't read it, read it. And you'll certainly be inspired. So
that's all I've got tonight. Nothing that's really jumping out at me. Like I said, if you got any questions about branding or doing it locally, I can show you exactly what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And just copy it in your area. Don't come in my area. No, I'm just kidding. Now, my phone number is 1-5-796-0104. Mm-hmm. That is my private cell phone number mm-hmm. that I am giving away, which is not so private anymore because several thousand people will listen to this eventually. So anyway, give me a holler.
And also your website is, again, is the, your new website that's going to be launching in, what, another 20, how many days now?
Yeah, 20-something days. It's on the 31st of January. I'm real excited about it. It's MurfreesboroMarketingTips.com.
Mm-hmm. Super.
And it's very cool. It's a membership site for local marketers and business owners and that type of thing.
Well, be sure to call. You know, if you have any questions, be sure to call David. You can email either one of us at surefireselling@podomatic.com. You can get a hold of either one of David or I, or call David's number, however you want to get a hold of us. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any suggestions for any ideas for other shows, we're more than happy to take any suggestions, and we always love feedback. So,
you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and thanks for all of our subscribers. We're continuing to get, David, we're just getting subscribers every day, tons of subscribers every day, people signing up, and unique hits that we're getting. So, our traffic is growing every day. So, we appreciate all the listeners out there. Thanks for listening to us through iTunes or whatever venue you're using. We appreciate it, and we look forward to our show next week. David, have a good night, man, and we'll talk to you later this week.